What's good, guys? Thank you for clicking. Thank you for listening. If you're just listening to this episode for the first time, don't forget to click the link to follow me on my various social media handles, and you can share this episode to your loved ones. Don't forget to rate on Apple and Spotify if you really enjoy it. So yeah, let's get down to business. The whole thing about Valentine, you know, so now love is in the air. Like, what is Daniel say? Wear face mask. So basically, everyone's just like talking about Valentine, and just like, especially on my WhatsApp, I have a lot of DMs about with links like Valentine's Day package for loved ones, platinum, and all that bullshit. Like, everyone is just like so hyped about the day. Like, I say, it's the day that Jesus was born. You understand? I'm like, you guys should calm down. Like, please, we'll be calming down. You understand? So we all know Valentine's Day is a special time for celebrating all kinds of loving relationships, but especially your significant other. So for me, I'm just like giving you a tip on today's episode, how to make that person feel special on that day. There's a lot of things involved, you know. There are people who love materialistic stuff, a lot of flowers, candies, there'll be a lot of parara, trumpets and all that, whatever you guys name it, you understand. So first, I just think if you're in a relationship, there's a lot of things you want to do, so you guys should keep in mind. First, I want to say this to the guys, you guys should keep in mind that Valentine's Day is like every year, so you don't have to kill yourself, you don't have to like stress yourself to actually get something for your partner. So if you're dating someone who is understanding, then you should know that if you don't have, don't do pass yourself. At this point in time in Nigeria now, like, things are actually at the breaking point. Everything is tough, and you know, people are trying to count cost. So if you have a guy who still buy things for you at this time, then you have to be really, really grateful and understand. So basically, I think spending quality time together. Maybe you can arrange for a dinner at Chicken Republic or one of these popular restaurants, or you can actually go to a booker, depending on how strong your love is. Maybe you can book a reservation or at your favorite restaurant, or you can cook. Like, basically, like me, that's what I would literally do. Make her my favorite meal, and understand, just have quality time together, spend quality time. It doesn't have to be like a fine dining or, you know, what the Yoruba say, all those sere and all that. Just often just putting something together in advance is a good way to show your Valentine that you care and that you are thinking of them. Maybe you can add some candles, or you turn down the lights, and it's a perfect romantic evening. Or you can also plan a day out. If you're like most people, you know, there are so many things to do. Like, I remember this event that is coming up, Unofficial Prom in Lagos. These are kind of events you can go out with your dates, you know, talk about things, go to see a movie, a couple thing movie and all that. So you can spend an entire day exploring with your significant other or your partner, and make a point of going places neither of you have ever been before. It could be to the beach, or maybe a museum or an art gallery or something. Just like find the things that you guys take interest in and actually plan for it. Also, you can go for a long walk together. You see, I believe in simplicity. I don't know about others. You have to know the kind of girl you're dating for you guys to understand each other and all that. So that's why whenever you're going to date someone, you should know what you're getting yourself into. You should know their aches and all that. So also spending quality time, you can go for a walk in a fine park somewhere romantic. You know, if you go to a nature preserve or a big park, you can just, like, you know, that's serene. You understand, walking together, you know, it gives you guys a sense of closure. Also, you can also affirm your loved one. You can do it like the olden days, you understand, letter writing. Write a Valentine note, tell them how much you love them, and include specific things that you love about them. I understand that the world is now getting digital, you understand, so everyone is like basically going to the electronic age, and all those things are already getting outdated and all that. But be spontaneous. tell them how much you love them. Include specific things like that you love about them. Those things that gets you on, you understand? Whether it's how passionate they are about things they love or their strong sense of justice. I know that just the way they smile, you know, that can even make them little embarrassed and butterflies and all that. So I feel like usually the first attempt at writing all this thing can be awkward. So I go on Instagram or Google and just like get ideas. Just be like spontaneous whenever you're trying to do these things. Also reassure your partner how grateful you are for them being in your life, you know, for a day or a week. Take a moment. Every time they do something, you appreciate them. It's not only on Valentine's Day that you get to show the love you have for your partner. So many of you, come here, listen to me today. Both of you that are in a relationship, that you think you want to pepper us. You guys should listen. Valentine's Day is every year. So I think this season is like, guys are put under much pressure. Oh, what am I going to buy for my babe? What am I going to buy for her? Okay, there's a 10K package, there's a 50K package. Everyone is like, God, when? Oppression everywhere. Don't do that. Don't measure your relationship on the yardstick of social media. I see a lot of couples doing this. I see a lot of people who are in a relationship doing these things. Bro, just be spontaneous. Your pockets, you know, go according to your budget and all that. Especially try to know things you might normally take for granted. You know, just have a one-on-one time with your partner. Tell them how beautiful and amazing they are. All those things can go a long way than just like buying the unnecessary. Because at the end of the day, if you buy candies, food trays, they're gonna eat that shit, and that's the end of it. So I think in trying to get your partner something on that day, or actually making that day a memorable one, you can actually buy something that they actually need. For example, if you notice your partner is like a makeup artist, for example, you can get her a makeup brush. That will help her. I think that's one of the best gifts. I prefer giving all those gifts than food trays, champagne, and you do para, then you guys just like forget about it. So basically, just like give your partner something that she won't forget. Also, like I said, reassuring that person that you love that person, you understand? Also in the category of giving special gifts, I think when you know someone well, you learn their quirks, how well they like maybe their food cooked or their rice cooked, and just like, you understand, just give them something special. Think out of the box. There's so many things you can give as a Valentine gift. You can give a Valentine's card as part of the gift. I didn't say sugar and give Tolly card though, because Nigerian girls these days, if you give them card, I reserve my comments. So basically, just give them something. Maybe you notice that your partner is in need of something, and you notice that you can afford that. You can actually just give that person give them the gift as a Valentine's Day gift, present, or whatever you guys are calling it or you're doing. Yeah. So in it all, I think send your partner flowers. This gesture is classic, but that just makes it a clearer statement. So if you know what their favorite flowers are, you know, that's great. So these days, I think I saw a trend on Instagram that the ladies are like, okay, they aren't collecting flowers, they collect this special type of flowers, and these flowers are like money flowers. They are actually like dollar bills made into like flowers, and so most of the girls like, these are the type of flowers they want on Valentine's Day. So everybody like, oppression choke and all that. Sometimes just go out of your way, just give her flowers. That makes it classic. That brings out the the couple vibe, you understand? So yeah, I want you guys to note this thing down. I think, don't think you have to spend a lot of money to make a day special. So like, in fact, if you're planning a day out together, it can be fun to challenge yourself to do free or inexpensive things. That's why I said, don't break your bank because you want to impress. your partner. I think your partner will even understand what's happening, especially in this regime, in this Nigeria regime. Don't break your bank. Just do something special for them. Think about what makes them feel loved rather than what you are most comfortable doing. Maybe it's easy for you to buy flowers, but they would appreciate a nice night out together or going somewhere to get something and all that. So I think, like, usually the biggest thing is just like showing someone that you put some thought into pleasing them. I think for me, I think it's a thought that matters, not like the actual gift. That's what people don't really realize. It's a thought that you're actually, okay, this person is my girlfriend and I really appreciate you on this day, on this special day, this Valentine's Day that you guys are trying to prepare. So I think it's a thought that counts, and it doesn't even have to go smoothly. It doesn't have to go smoothly, but just notice that it's that thought that counts. So these are what I think will help to make out your Valentine a memorable one. And there's so many things you can do. You don't have to break your bank. You don't have to go broke because you want to impress your girlfriend. I think first, date someone smart and intelligent, so the person will even understand. You feel me? Will understand. So I hope you guys learned from this, and you can drop so many tips, you know, how to make the Valentine's Day extra special. Everyone is looking forward to that day, and absolutely, I'll be on social media looking at a lot of videos and content. So now no go press us. If you like this episode, don't forget to like, comment, and subscribe.